Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Unlike a lot of radio and TV personalities, David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, brace yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, another hot topic, healthcare. Anything going on there? Yeah, you bet there is. There's a lot going on. And so I have been rounding up what I have heard are experts in the field. It's not what I do every day, so I need experts to help us understand healthcare and how it's changing. And so a very well-respected company is HealthWise, and a senior vice president of HealthWise is on the line with me today. Her name is Molly Mettler, and she is joining me. Welcome, Molly.
Well, hello, David. I'm pleased to be here with you today.
I'm so glad to have you on the program. And, you know, there's so much to talk about. Okay, first, let's talk about a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk about HealthWise. So first, tell us about you, and because you've done this for a long time.
Almost too long to even mention in polite conversation. I've been thinking about healthy aging for well over 30 years now.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, and you, I was reading your resume, past chair of the National Council on Aging, founding chair for the NCOA's Health Promotion Institute in 1990,
yes.
And you have served on a variety of boards, and just, you've been a speaker and key media source for Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Boston Globe, NPR, and Real Money Radio. So we are glad to have you on the program, and tell us about HealthWise. What do they do? What are they about? What is their role?
HealthWise is a not-for-profit organization. We're based in Boise, Idaho, and have been around since 1975, going on 38 years now. And we have a very simple mission, and that is to help people make better health decisions. We think that the greatest untapped resource in American healthcare is the American consumer.
That is so true.
And what we're all about is to help that person, whether she's a mom or he's a dad, older, younger, just make the very best health decisions that that person can make to help themselves toward lifelong health.
You know, if you had a couple hundred million consumers actually stop and read their explanation of benefits, boy, what a powerful tool that would be. And I think that is a challenge. And so your company goes a long way toward helping people understand this healthcare delivery system we have for all of its wonderful aspects and some of its challenges. So, okay, so here's a multi-million dollar question. Where are we headed with healthcare? There are lots of thoughts about where we're going as a country with it. Are better days ahead?
Well, that's, like you said, that is the multi-million dollar question. Where is healthcare going? And I want to answer that by telling you where we started.
Very
good.
Just
to give you an idea, a picture of how this involvement of the healthcare consumer has gotten to come to front and center of the picture. When we got started back in 1975 with this idea that the consumer was the greatest untapped resource, we went around here in Boise and talked with people and said, what do you need to know to take better care of yourselves and your families? And it was just through a simple series of conversations like that that we developed the very first HealthWise handbook, which is a guide to help people recognize, treat, prevent, and manage common illnesses and injuries in the home. We started with 12 moms in a community ed course, and now we have about 35 million copies of that book in distribution worldwide. So we know that consumers care about their health. We know that they're on the front line. What consumers are telling us is that they want to have ready access to information that's going to help them in the minute. So we have moved, we do books, certainly, but we have also taken advantage of all the technological innovations that are out there, such as smartphones and the internet and apps. And who knows what's going to happen next. But what I would say, David, is there's no turning back the clock on the role of the healthcare consumer. And as much as that consumer can do to be an informed and involved person in their own healthcare, that's going to make the difference for that individual.
Amen to that. And the website for getting access to a lot of this great stuff that we're talking about with Molly is healthwise.org. And as you were describing it, I clicked on it. It's very easy to navigate. And there are print solutions, of course, print guides that you talked about. But there's an app for that, for your healthcare too, and understanding it. And so much more there. So great, great stuff. You know, I want to do this, Molly. I want to take a quick break. When we come back, what I'd like to talk to you about is how we can really affect or impact our own healthcare by paying attention. And I'm going to give you some things for us to talk through on that. So stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this quick break.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Molly Mettler is our guest today. She is Senior Vice President of HealthWise, healthwise.org. Go and get lots of good information there. And I told Molly before the break I had some questions for her, so I'm going to dive right in. Ready, Molly?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me give your listeners a better way to get information than going directly to our website.
Okay, great. What is that?
We'd welcome people to come on board at healthwise.org and look at who we are and what our mission is. But we provide very consumer-friendly tools on decision aids, personal decision aids, on helping them understand their choices and their options. And we do that through a number of open websites. I'd recommend your listeners go to webmd.com as a simple place to go and get access to our information and tools.
Wonderful. So your HealthWise is involved with WebMD.
Yes.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right. Well, good. Well, okay. Then let me ask some of the questions I have for you. You know, one of the things that occurs to me, and I deal with this on a regular basis, being a financial planner, I'm dealing with how long the money's going to last in retirement and how to do all that. And that is my day job. So, but one of the things that I notice is as life expectancy is increasing, it isn't increasing right in front of our eyes. The road is getting longer in front of the car. And so the question is, what challenges do we not only face with, you know, the money part, which, you know, that's a whole other area, but what challenges do we face with healthcare? What challenges does the consumer face as we look at this longer longevity?
I'd suggest that there are three big challenges to anyone as they're getting older and needing to prepare and live through retirement. And those challenges are around health and money and purpose.
Okay, so one of them is money. All right, good.
Absolutely.
Health, money, and purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me talk about the money for just a minute. People underestimate their long-term care needs, and they overestimate what Medicare is going to do for them.
Mm, so true.
It's a kind of a consumer maze out there for people to understand just what kind of resources they're going to need as they get older. I think most people simply or hope or they pray or they just say, this is what my old age is going to be like, and they see them living independently in their own homes as healthy and happy as can be. But the reality is most of us are going to face a series of challenges as we get older. My own mother broke a hip. So she was hale and hearty, but then that was an unexpected turn of events, and we had to rush around and get a whole lot of things in place. And what was so surprising to me as a family caregiver was how much it cost to make sure that she got back up on her feet and living independently again. So Medicare will cover some costs, but not all of the costs.
And the key thing with Medicare is it's got to be recuperative. It's got to be about making you better. It's not to take care of you in a custodial capacity, helping you get dressed every day for the rest of your life.
That's true.
And people get that mixed up, and they get it mixed up with Medicaid. And, you know, Medicare, it's that's not the same as Medicaid. And so you're right. There's a maze out there. The other thing that I'll add to your list of some of the challenges as it relates to long-term care expenses is a lot of people take the ostrich approach. It's like, you know what? I'm just not going to deal with that right now because that's unpleasant. David, you're asking me to spend money maybe for an insurance policy, or maybe you want me to earmark certain dollars to provide for long-term care and set that money aside and not let you spend it on other things. And, you know, it's something that people really just don't want to deal with.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Many people don't want to face those unpleasant truths. But there is a resource out there that people can download off of Medicare.gov. And it's a simple booklet called Medicare and You. And I highly recommend it just to give people a framework for what to expect in terms of their health care dollars and how far that will take them.
That's a really good idea. In fact, I'm going to get a supply of those, and I'm going to have those in my office because I think that would be very helpful for people to have as they have questions about Medicare. So the first one is was money, and we kind of got into a little bit of the healthcare aspect of the use of your retirement assets. Let's do this, Molly. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the second of those three challenges, which is the actual health part. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Molly Mettler is our guest today. She's Senior Vice President of HealthWise, and, well, healthwise.org is one website you can go to learn more about the company, but Molly recommends go to webmd.com, lots of good information there, and medicare.gov, information about Medicare and you. So, all right, so we're talking about some of the challenges that consumers, individuals face as they move into this longer retirements, and one of them was money, and then we kind of got into healthcare right before the break. So what's happening with healthcare itself, or maybe another way to say, how will healthcare be affected by this longer longevity for people?
Well, you're absolutely right that people are living longer than they're used to. In fact, there are more older adults alive on the planet than there have ever been in recorded history.
Wow.
From the start of recorded history to now, if you were to count up every older adult, say those older, age 65 and older, they're more alive right now than there have been cumulatively all in the past. So
that's hard to get in your head. That's a huge number.
It is a huge number. It's all about global aging. So it's not only what's happening here in the U.S., but across the world, the globe is getting grayer. Now, one of the things that is a big challenge for these extra years of life is that it's not just an extension of life that we care about, but it's the extension of healthy years of life. Now, the vast majority of people who are aging now already have or will have at least one chronic health care problem, and that can be arthritis, it can be a heart problem, or problems with breathing, and a vast majority of those people are going to have more than one problem to deal with. So the question is, how do you live with a chronic illness? How do you manage it? How do you treat it? How do you become sort of a master of your own health so that the extra years of life that you have are years that you can enjoy?
Yeah, so quality, not necessarily quantity. We all want longer life as long as we've got the quality of life, we're healthy, we feel good, and we have, of course, the money to go along with it so that we're not in poverty, you know, in those longer years.
That's right.
So, okay, so the challenge then, as you describe it, Molly, is that, you know, that a lot of older adults are going to have these chronic illnesses, and so this is where, I know this is going to be an obvious connection for everybody, but this is where that informed consumer of healthcare comes into play. You don't have to become a doctor. You don't have to go, everybody doesn't have to sign up to go to medical school, but I mean, I think the more people understand about how their bodies work, how the healthcare system works, how their healthcare plans work, you know, the more knowledgeable they are, the better they'll be in a position to embrace that longevity.
I think people need to treat information like it's therapy, that it's as powerful as any pill they'll ever be prescribed. So getting information about your healthcare condition and what role you can play in it, getting information about how to work closely with your doctor, all of that is going to be a major help to you as you get older.
Staying engaged
and
using your brain.
Using your brain and actually seeing yourself as the driver of your own car. That you use that metaphor about we have a long road in front of us.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have grown up with the notion that their physicians are there to take care of them. And that would be terrific. And our physicians do a lot. But really, the person who's behind the wheel of your own healthcare car 24/7 is the person themselves. And they need to know how that car works. They need to know which direction they want to go in and how to keep that car functioning.
Yeah, so, the doctor's a mechanic, okay, but he's not the driver.
Good point.
Yeah, well, you know, we mentioned keeping your brain active, and Lisa handed me a report out from the Washington Post, and it was a French study that was just done. I'm sure you heard about this. For each additional year of work, the risk of getting dementia is reduced by 3.2%, the study says. And, you know, the statistics of Alzheimer's, of course, is one of those things that can rob us of those more enjoyable, longer years. And there's some 35 million people worldwide with dementia. And so that's an interesting reflection of, again, staying engaged, staying involved. So use your brain, and if you're not working, then make it your job to stay on top of your own health care and how all that works.
You know, if a person was just going to do two things to keep healthy for the rest of their life, it would be these two things. One is to make sure fitness is a part of your everyday life, because that contributes both to physical and mental well-being, and friends, connections, families, having people in your life that connect with you and that you help and connect with. Those two things seem to have the most benefit for emotional and health and mental well-being than anything else you can do.
I think that's great advice. Molly, I think that's wonderful. Go hang out at the gym and make some new friends.
That's right.
That's good stuff. Molly Mettler is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. She's Senior Vice President of HealthWise, healthwise.org, for more information about what they do. And then Molly's recommended a couple of good websites I've kept track. One was webmd.com, and a lot of good information about your own health care there. And then medicare.gov, Medicare and You, is a great booklet you can get from them, but a lot of very good information on the Medicare website, medicare.gov. Quick break, Molly. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Molly Mettler is our guest today, Senior Vice President of HealthWise, and we're talking about health aging and becoming a better healthcare consumer. And we were talking a little bit about some of the challenges with increasing life expectancy, and we talked about health, we talked about money, and of course, the big one, I think, which is as important as the other two that Molly set up for us is purpose. So talk to us a little bit about that, Molly.
Well, in this country particularly, people identify themselves by what they do.
Yes.
Rather than who they are. I might say, I'm a full-time worker, or I'm a working mom. And people will say, well, what do you do? And then I'll describe my job. Well, once retirement comes in, and we are no longer primarily identified by our job or by our family responsibilities, we still have 20 to 30 years of life ahead of us after we retire and after our kids have left home. How are we going to define ourselves through those next 2 to 3 decades? How are we going to use that time? What are we going to do with our energy? I think that's another topic that perhaps we don't spend enough time preparing and planning for.
You know, that I was, as you were describing that, my mom told me, she goes, you know, when she retired, she said, you know, when I retired, that was one of the more challenging parts was, okay, now what will I do? Because that whole shift of identity and purpose and getting involved with new things. In fact, both my parents, they went back to work a couple of times. They're active and they wanted to do things and they just needed that outlet for their energy. So I said, okay, that's it. You need 3 grandchildren. but that is a big challenge, I think, for a lot of people, is redefining who they are. What is their purpose? How do they identify themselves when it's not, if I say to myself, who are you, David? How do I introduce myself when somebody asks what I am or what I'm about or what I do? And the first thing is, well, I'm a financial planner, and then I'm a dad, and I'm a husband, and I'm all these other things. But it's that identification.
I think your parents had it right, David, in going back to work. That may not be the right path for everyone, but let's think of our lives as cycles of activity. Most of the time we plan out our life that in our early years we're going to get our education, and then we're going to work, and then there's going to be leisure time. Well, I think the ones who are most involved and engaged and active all their lives long cycle through those things. So let's take that third age of life, a bonus 20 to 30 years that can happen after you're age 65, and say, well, what am I going to do to learn new things here? Mm. And where can I contribute? Maybe it's not through a paying job, but maybe through volunteer work. And sure, let's have some fun, too, and remember leisure. But let's not think of it as 20 to 30 years of enforced leisure. People have a lot of things that they can contribute and give back to society.
You know, that is so true. And I think that one of the things that, you know, as this whole, this longevity evolution is occurring, and boy, who knows what the future is going to bring, but it used to be once upon a time, you know, retirement, because of longevity, was looked at like as an extended vacation.
That's right.
And it wasn't, you know, the 20 to 30 years that we see nowadays. And you, as you were describing that, Molly, it occurred to me that with good health and the ability to go back to work or to stay employed, or maybe it's an encore career or it's a, you know, whatever type of transition you make, that, you know what, maybe this retirement is being redefined right in front of our eyes, where you don't really, you know, view retirement at 62 or 65 or whatever it is like we used to, but maybe you work as long as you feel good, but just take more vacations as you go along. And I mean, it kind of blended. So it's not necessarily, I'm doing this today, I'm doing this tomorrow, and then I'm going to go off the, you know, off the end, so to speak, and then have a 20-year leisure activity period.
It's fun to imagine having a lifestyle in which you could let a little surprise enter in. One place that people can go to be inspired is through Encore.org. You use the word Encore career, and I believe it's the civic engagement movement through Encore.org that has something called the Purpose Prize, which they have looked at people who have retired from a full career, but then have gone on to dedicate a whole other part of themselves and their energies to doing good work, say in the inner city or in developing nations or environmentally. It's just awe-inspiring, the kinds of careers or new identities that people can craft for themselves.
I think that that is outstanding, an encore opportunity for people and to be able to give back, and especially if they're in a position where, you know, they don't have to work for the income, they can work to where they can leave a real mark on the world around them. Molly Mettler is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President of HealthWise, healthwise.org. And we've got now, I think, three websites, encore.org that she's recommended, WebMD, and medicare.gov. Quick break, we'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Molly Mettler and I have been having a nice little conversation about healthcare in our country and this longevity that's occurring and how people are going to spend their retirement years. And before the break, Molly told me I need to take more vacations. So I like that idea, Molly. I'm going to hold you. That's good. I'm going to write that down. Molly said take more breaks, David. But, you know, and maybe it's a type A personality characteristic, but we want to work really, really hard for a while and then say, okay, that's it. Now I'm done and I can go do something else. But it doesn't have to be that way. It can be more of a blend, right?
Well, yes. I think the people who are happiest and most alive throughout their lives can look at a balance within their life.
Where you've been talking to my mom. She says I got to have more balance. Yep, that's it. You guys have talked. No, well, the balance helps because you just feel more even keeled.
One thing I've noticed since becoming an empty nester is that there can be more balance. I think working parents everywhere know that it's tough to juggle the needs of growing children and the needs of your boss. And hey, there's a sandwich generation out there as well that's taking care of young kids and older parents. But one of the many gifts and blessings of aging for many of us, not all, but for many of us, is that as our kids gain an independence, we gain in a little bit of free time, a little bit of breathing space to explore new interests and new friendship.
Well, you know what, Molly? We are out of our free time. we're going to have you back. I only got to one of five questions, so I'm going to get you back on another show. Molly Mettler's been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President of HealthWise. Molly, thank you so much for being on our program today.
It was my pleasure, David. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.